to Manners and Madness, a Jane Austen and David Lynch podcast. My name is Maya Adkins.
And I'm Christian Cabrera. And this is our post-holiday check-in episode.
Yes, this is our new year, new us. Well, not really new us, but new year, new ideas podcast episode.
Exactly.
We've kind of been on a break for a little while because, you know, we had the holidays and we kind of pre-recorded stuff for that. And then we've obviously been doing re-releases for January. And yeah, so we did have an idea for an episode, which we'll have probably next week, but we just weren't prepared, but we needed an episode, so we decided to, you know, talk about the podcast, what we're thinking, what we're planning, maybe do some brainstorming.
Yeah.
And bring you on for the ride.
Yeah. We're becoming as transparent as we possibly can, and it's definitely not due to us not planning ahead of time.
And not really having a chance to talk because right. You went on vacation and then you got sick and you know, I was crazy during the holidays. So yeah, we've not really had a chance to sit down and just talk about the podcast and what we were thinking.
Exactly. So this is the most opportune time for us both. So
exactly. I did at one point during the holidays say, maybe we should go to every other week or just two episodes a week. But then I immediately regretted that idea. And so I don't think we're going to do that. But we may try to, we may not commit to doing any more than two big episodes a month.
Yes. Yeah. We're trying to do a little bit of a shakeup just to sort of make room in our lives for other hobbies or tasks or anything we want to do in the meantime, because, you know, we're ever evolving people and we have things that come up and new things we want to learn. And so we're just sort of forming the podcast into the perfect fit into our lives at this moment.
Yeah, well, I feel like last year we kind of did a little bit of a step away just to like not get burned out by Jane Austen and David Lynch, which I think we were successful at. And you know, having taken this break, I do feel more revivified.
Rejuvenated?
Rejuvenated. Re-ready to get into things. Yes. But I also feel like the break made me go, oh, well, now I can't commit as much because I'm used to having more time off.
Now, I personally am sort of like, I wouldn't even call this a New Year's resolution, but a sort of change to my thought process for the new year. And that's sort of like making things that require energy from me, whether it's physical or mental, making them fit into what my capacity is at the time. And I think that's very important, especially with all the horrible stuff going on in the world. And this is going to be a very stressful year because it's always an election year. So I feel like just sort of prepping my mind and my body to be like, whatever you can take on at this moment is what you're going to give out. And that's okay.
Yeah. So I think we'll probably still be able to record enough, like, you know, episodes to have one every month. Or we might do a couple more re-releases depending on the month and what we're doing. But I might, well, last year I started editing them less. You know, I feel like we've just gotten to be better podcasters. So we just need less editing. And also I am less concerned about how we come across sounding. I think we sound fine regardless of how many ums or whatever I have to take out.
Yes.
But I will still edit, obviously. Oh, I shouldn't destroy my drink. I will still edit the podcast, obviously. But I'm not doing a full-on approach because I feel like that was a big part of my mental strain for the podcast. But anyway, so we have a list, which is probably enough for the whole year, which is not, it's actually not a huge list, but I think it will get us through the year. That includes starting Twin Peaks season 3 at the end of the year and reading Mansfield Park. And I was thinking we're definitely gonna do next, we're gonna read Catching the Big Fish by David Lynch. And I think the next, well, I was thinking the next Jane Austen we would do would be the Kate Beckinsale Emma miniseries. or it's, I think it's just one. It's just one. It's like an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, Hallmark Channel is doing a Jane Austen inspired romance movie. So we may have to do an episode that's just like, we'll each watch a couple of those and report back.
Yeah.
That might be our extra February episode. And then, so I think we'll probably do at least one Jane Austen, one David Lynch, depending on if it's like a multiple episode type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
One random thing. Like maybe this Hallmark thing and a check-in each month, depending on how we feel. Again, I am always saying this is what we're going to do. And then by the next episode, I change my mind completely. But this is where my head's at right now.
Yeah. Just know, and you probably already know, that every time we sort of make an announcement about things we're changing or, you know, any sort of different thing we're doing, there's always a little asterisk that is subject to change even more. So
do not hold us to anything we say.
Right.
But we do have some ideas. Okay, so what else? We've only talked for 7 minutes.
I don't know if you heard that, but.
Well, I don't want to go over last year because we already did that at the end of the year.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this year. Let's see.
Yeah, let's do this year.
Let's look at what's on our list for this year. Okay, first of all, we have a huge list of movies that have been recommended that we do, like when we were doing our summer fun.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I think some of those are going to get integrated into the gear for sure.
Awesome.
And there's also the thing that we've threatened to do for a while, which is to add Tim Curry as a third pillar of the podcast and watch all of Tim Curry's movies, which I don't think is a terrible idea.
No, not at all. He's kind of the perfect blend of them, of both David Lynch and Jane Austen.
Totally. I'm always, whenever he shows up in something, I'm like, what? He's in this too? This is such a perfect for the podcast movie. Okay, so things that we're thinking about for the David Lynch side of things, besides Catching the Big Fish and Twin Peaks season 3, we have Lost Highway to watch,
mm-hmm.
which is gonna be a big one.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we'll also try to watch Mulholland Drive this year, which is another big one. There's some David Lynch music videos I'd like to watch and talk about. There's a couple of games, one of which I wrote down was Thimbleweed Park, which is a very fun point-and-click game, which has some, definitely has some X-Files Twin Peaks references mm-hmm. in it.
I've heard you talk about it.
Yeah. There's On the Air, which is a kind of a short, I think it was only like one season, maybe even not even a whole season, kind of a sitcom that David Lynch directed.
Ooh.
And also, I have a couple of, or I don't know if I have one or two. I have a couple of, I think, Mark Frost movies that we could do.
That could be cool. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I think before we get to Twin Peaks season 3, we should try to read The Secret History of Twin Peaks, which is going to be pretty big undertaking, I would say. And we may need to call John Bernardi because I'm sure he'll be covering it probably this year. And be like, hey, can be smart. Help us out.
I think that's smart, especially before season 3, because, you know, from what I've heard, season 3 is very, it would be beneficial to know that information maybe going in.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I definitely read it before I watched it. I don't think it helped me in any way, but I also had a hard time really retaining the information in it just because of the time period that I was reading it. So I think it would be very good for me. I'd love to read it again just to like really, you know, get into it more.
Yes.
Okay. So then for the Jane Austen side of things. Oh, also it was just David Lynch's birthday. Happy birthday, David Lynch.
Happy belated birthday.
And of course, Jane Austen's was in December. We've got a Sagittarius. And I don't know if David Lynch is a Capricorn or an Aquarius. He's born like literally right on the cusp. And I know two other people born that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure I know at least one of them is a Capricorn. So Everyone always says that David Lynch is an Aquarius, but I think he's actually a Capricorn.
He's just perfectly right on the cusp.
Yeah.
So it could go either way or it could go both ways.
Usually when you're right on the cusp, you got stuff in both. Okay. Okay. Sorry. Distracted. Okay. Yes, you can tell I'm extremely rusty after like 2 months of not recording anything. Okay, so on the Jane Austen side of things, I already said the Kate Beckinsale Emma is kind of was at the top of my list of things that I would like to cover.
Yeah.
Then we've got, I would like to do The Sense and Sensibility from like 2007. That was a BBC production. It's about, I think, 3 episodes. And that one was quite fun. Or not fun, but just, I thought it was really well done. It was very pretty.
I love a pretty miniseries.
Well, that's all we get with Jane Austen. Except for, I want to watch Metropolitan as well this year, which is by Whit Stillman, who did Love and Friendship.
Uh-huh.
And it's, he did like a trilogy. I can't remember what it's called. It's like the New York something trilogy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's slightly based on Mansfield Park. I know they at least have a conversation about Mansfield Park, but it's usually listed as being slightly based on Mansfield Park. So I thought that would be a good one. I have the Criterion version of that.
Sounds cool.
I want to do the 70s Persuasion because I love that one.
I love the 70s.
There's still another Persuasion, the most popular Persuasion. I don't know why I'm like, I'm saving that one for last. But we've had some pretty good ones. Yeah. I feel like we can't do more than one Persuasion in a year. Most likely.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a documentary called Miss Austen Regrets, which I know we tried to watch Becoming Jane and didn't quite do it. But Miss Austen Regrets is, I think it's got Tom Hiddleston in it, but it's Jane Austen at the end of her life. And that one is like a BBC one that they did at the same time they did all the miniseries. So it's probably a little more accurate.
Okay. I like that. I like that perspective.
Yeah. And maybe we'll throw Becoming Jane in there too. Who knows? And then we've got, I would like to do some of the Juvenalia, maybe the History of England. I don't know if that'll be enough for an episode. Maybe we'll do more than that, but I definitely would like to do that one. There's a Austen bit, like a mini series called Lost in Austen, which is like a girl goes into the book. And ooh, I think that one is fun. Really fun.
I love that.
And then, I'd like to do Bride and Prejudice this year, the Hollywood, and read Mansfield Park.
Yes, of course. I mean, that used to be, I don't know if it still is, but it used to be your favorite book. So I'm interested to read it.
I'm sure it will be when I'm reading it.
But, and we also, just because there's not as much material out there for Mansfield Park, I'm always excited to get back into it and really get a refresher on the story.
Yeah. I'm very excited to watch the miniseries, the Mansfield Park, because that's like really one of my absolute favorites. The like 80s Mansfield Park miniseries. Mm-hmm. But I will kind of think we should kind of do that one after we read the book because it's the most accurate. So I just feel like it would make a good next year.
Perfect.
Thing.
Well, I think that all sounds very exciting. And especially like we said, after our break, I'm excited to get back into things and start kind of diving into the quote unquote material.
Yeah. And that's a few books, not just Mansfield Park. We got a couple we got a David Lynch, a Mark Frost, some Juvenalia. So we'll be, and then I got the one game. I would like to, maybe we might add another game just because I really love playing games. So it would be a fun diversion. And there's a lot of Twin Peaks inspired games out there.
Yeah, I think we had talked about
reference too.
Yeah. Didn't we talk about one that was for like the PS4 called Alan Wake? Is that what it's called?
Definitely. Yes.
That's right. Well, I know that they just had a sequel come out this year for the PS5. So
I heard that. I don't have either a PS4 or PS5, so that would be harder for me to play. Maybe they have a Switch version of it. I don't know.
I've not checked to see if it's a PlayStation exclusive, but that's another possibility. Who knows? I love I'm very into video games now, more than I used to be.
Do you have the shared list with the movies on it?
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, maybe you should look through this list of other movies and say a couple mm-hmm. that you would like to cover this year. If Ooh. Any of them look good. You might not even know some of them.
Well, there are definitely some on here that I've not watched, but they're definitely, they feel like almost like not required, maybe sometimes required viewing, but like people talk about them, so I feel like I should watch them, like My Cousin Vinny or Three Amigos.
Oh, love them both.
I just saw The Last Unicorn in this list, and when we were in New York, we stopped at this little dive bar on with a couple of Josh's friends, and when I went to go in to buy the beer, they were playing The Last Unicorn on TV. It was like...
So you said you just have seen it for the first time recently?
No. I just saw it on the list. Oh. I used to watch it a lot when I was younger, and it's, I really love it.
Okay.
Oh, but they were just playing it randomly at this bar, and I was like, I feel like this bar is perfect.
I'm adding something to the list because I know we've talked about it and it's not on here.
Perfect. I mean, I feel like I always want to watch Mean Girls.
They just came out with a musical too.
Yeah. So maybe
like watch the original.
Oh yeah. Well, maybe we could do like a little bit of like a double feature, like the original and then the musical.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
That could be really fun. So many good Muppets things to choose from. I have not watched Neverending Story and recently. It's been a very long time, so I would definitely love to watch that.
Nice.
That would fit very cleanly into our sort of labyrinth-esque kind of choices.
Yeah. I would like to watch The City of Lost Children. I really love that movie.
Oh.
It's been a long, I feel like I've heard long time about since it. I've seen it. And I mean, I love every movie on this list, honestly. We could watch Legend and start our Tim Curry.
Right.
We're going to make a list of all the Tim Curry movies. That's what we don't have.
Well, for me, top of that list is Clue, always, because Clue is one of my favorite movies ever.
Yes. We should just do a whole nother. Here, let me make a little list.
There's a lot of good ones. I mean, we've definitely got some great choices for our Clue, off days.
Legend. I'm just writing the ones that are coming straight to my head right now. Annie. Okay, there's, I mean, this is only a scratching the surface. We'll have to look up IMDb. If you have a favorite Tim Curry movie that you think we should cover in our extra Tim Curry love section, let me know. Definitely.
We should also, and I think I've talked about this before, it's like this animated movie called Over the Garden Wall, and it's like very like it's Halloweenish, but not as like, it's more like about like the season of autumn than Halloween. But he does a voice of one of the characters in that movie.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm sure he does a million. I saw he was in some sort of Halloween bad Disney thing.
Mm.
Halloween Town, maybe?
Oh,
or,
if
I don't
that's
know if
the
it's
case.
Halloween Town, but...
Halloween something.
Anyway, we'll come back to that. But yeah, Tim Curry, you might be our third pillar suit. Or maybe we'll just do a Tim Curry intensive couple of months, or maybe we'll just add Tim Curry in every once in a while. I don't know, but we love him.
Yeah, of course. He's the perfect blend.
Should we talk about how our year has been going so far? What we've done? How our holidays were?
Sure.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. My holidays were great. It did feel particularly holiday-ish this year because the weather here kind of dipped a lot into the cold. So I was very happy with that. And then shortly after the holidays, Josh and I went to New York with our friends Penny and Josh for like 5 days or so. And we had a great time for the most part. I think our friends have started to get sick towards the end of the trip. So they kind of, you know, didn't get to do as much as maybe we were had originally planned. But, you know, we still had a great time. We did some new things. I had been sort of, what's it called? Like following this Indian ice cream place called Malai for a couple years, but they only had a space in Brooklyn, and so we just never really have time to go to Brooklyn because I never plan a whole day there, but I found out this year that they have a Manhattan location, so we got to go, and it was like the most delicious ice cream ever.
Nice.
And yeah, it was.
What flavor did you get?
So delicious. I tried a couple of them. There was one that was like a Turkish coffee that was really great. The one I went with was more of a, I can't remember what it was called. It was like a, it was a vegan ice cream, and it was like a sweet peanut crunch ice cream, and it was so good. I could have eaten a pound of it. It was delicious. It was really, really good. And it was just like really interesting flavors and just different, like a, oh, this feels new in ice cream, which I feel like is not easy to do. So I am really excited I got to try them finally, and definitely will be going back.
Did you see any shows while you were there?
No, we didn't get to. For some reason, ticket prices were kind of crazy. They were really expensive to a lot of the shows. So we ended up just saving our money and not really going, just because, you know, I have a personal philosophy that Broadway tickets shouldn't be, you know, close or more than $300, and a lot of them were, so it was a little disappointing. Wow. But oh well, I don't know, I think a bunch of shows were like closing and then changing casts, and it was like a weird time, I guess, just happened to be, so we just kind of skipped that portion of it this time. But we did have a very delicious meal at this restaurant called Cadence, and it's a vegan soul food. And it was so delicious. Everything was family style. And they had a delicious orange wine on the menu that I really loved. And it was just a wonderful experience. It felt like we were going into someone's home. That's how like kind of intimate and perfect it was. And I just had a great time. I love it.
Double vegan mentions.
I know. Well, like, our friends are, like, they're not, like, full vegan. Like, they do eat fish sometimes. We just we just happened to run into a lot of vegan places that were really good. And I kind of made this crazy person list on my phone that had, like, hyperlinks to websites for restaurants of all the places that I was finding. I was like, I need to make a master list so that I can reference it back. And, you know, so that just ended up being a lot of vegan places that were so, so good.
Yeah. Awesome.
And then, yeah, and then luckily I did not get sick until I got
home.
And
it snowed, right?
Yes, snowed a little bit. It did. Yes, that's, it was awesome. Very nice. And it was like we were in the middle of Chinatown, which is one of my favorite parts of the city. Just trying to find a place to go to for brunch, and it started like snowing. It wasn't sticking to the ground, but it was like still coming down pretty quickly, and it just felt very magical.
Nice. That's so fun.
Yes. I always have,
I could have seen snow in my travels this year, but
I know, and no, you went luck. To you went to much northern places than me.
I know. But it was early. And then I went to Tennessee, which was still, it hadn't snowed, but it just snowed there this last week.
I saw the pictures.
I got to see pictures.
Yeah, Josh and I were talking about how it's been a while since we've had like a trip that like snow, like it snowed and it stuck on the ground and it was like a snow day. And I think the last time that comes to mind is when we stayed, I think, in Lake Lure for my birthday like 6 or so years ago.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. So we're due for a snow trip.
Ugh. Well, you know, I was dreaming about it all summer. Literally having snow dreams all summer.
Well, how's your which new year has been?
I was just gonna say one of the things in the new year that I am trying to prioritize my mental well-being. And I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but like as I am reaching a certain age, I'm having a lot of hormonal issues. I don't know, not issues, but like I don't know, I'm just having a lot of mood issues. So I've been trying to work on my general well-being, and you know, I need to go to like actual doctors just to make sure I am doing everything right. But until then, I mean, that's definitely on the list of things to do. But you know, I don't know, I'm sure everyone has a tendency to put off those sorts of things. Maybe not everyone, but I do. But I feel like it's
very easy to do.
Yeah. I have been, because of my obsession with the cold all summer, because another symptom of reaching a certain age is you start to feel very warm quite often, especially in the middle of a heat wave. And so I've been doing, I was trying to do, I really wanted to try a cold plunge, because, you know, ooh, everyone does that on New Year's. Like, they like to jump in the ocean, at least around here. And I have a pool that doesn't get used for half the year because it's too cold. So I decided I was going to try to get in it. And I did manage to get into it up to my waist for like 1 minute before I couldn't take it. But then I was reading up on it, and it was like saying you can kind of start to acclimate yourself by doing cold showers. So I've been doing that at the end of my showers, and I can tell that I'm getting better at it and like more able to handle it. So maybe by next winter, I will actually be getting in the pool for this, or, you know, maybe by the end of this winter, who knows. When I got into it, it was 51 degrees. And I'm sure for the actual people who live in cold, that's like not even barely cold enough to do a cold plunge, but it felt like ice needles in my skin. Well,
what, like over 20 degrees colder than our normal springs. Yeah, so that's pretty cold, at least for us.
Oh, it was definitely cold. But yeah, so I've been doing that. I've just been doing a lot. I mean, I started doing Pilates last year, so I've been like upping the level of intensity on that to try to like get more strength. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to change my diet, and you know, just not really force myself to be in, to like, you know, be in situations that I don't care for, or watch things I don't like, you know, just like only things that are enjoyable.
Yeah, I think that's a very smart thing to do. And I think a lot of people do it more nowadays.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or if it's obvious to everyone, but I'm kind of a dilettante by nature, in that I love doing like getting really intense into a project and learning everything I can about it and then moving on to another thing. So last year I learned all about how to make skincare and hair care, and I pretty much started making all my own skincare and hair care, which is great. I really enjoy that and doing that skill. But I've kind of reached the point where I'm like, oh, maybe I should just buy a few things and not have to do this all the time. But I have been getting back into, I mean, not back into, just, I don't know. I feel like I'm getting way too personal. But I, you know, I'm a photographer. So I was doing a lot of live theater photography for the last like 10 years. But I don't know what happened after COVID, but all the theaters were like, we don't need actual professional photography anymore. We just want free photography. So a lot of my work kind of went away in that regard. Yeah. But I've been getting back into shooting film and using experimental film. And it's extremely expensive. It's gotten so much more expensive over the last 10 years. Like, it costs at least $1 per photo that you shoot. Like,
wow.
Between buying the film, getting it developed, getting the film scanned, which I can scan myself, but it's way more convenient to get it scanned. That way you can also see it right after it's developed. But anyway, I used to develop my own black and white film, but I think I'm going to have to get into developing my own color film as well, even though it's a little bit more difficult, but I've been reading up on it and it doesn't seem terribly more difficult. It's just another one of those projects that I love that requires a lot of weighing and temperature control and measuring. It's like I'm secretly a chemist, but in the art world.
You're just like slowly accumulating every chemist, like, what are they called?
Every artistic chemistry skill there is.
Yeah, until basically they're like, here's an honorary degree because you know everything about it.
Well, like, I also love pottery, and Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get back into that. But the last thing I was learning when I was last into that hardcore was how to make my own glazes. And that is also the exact same set of skills.
Well, I think they're very useful skills. And, you know, things get too expensive for skincare. You know how to make your own. And you can make your own bowls and plates. And I feel like there's a feeling of self-sufficiency that is very pleasing with those kind of things.
Yeah. If I had the like actual time and patience, I would start like a YouTube channel because I feel like it's the kind of thing that I would like to watch on YouTube. But I think I'm going to, well, no, I know I'm going to. That's one of my main goals for this year is to redo my website because I kind of let it lapse and I still have the URL. I just haven't, I don't have like an actual working website at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to sell some prints now that I'm getting back into things. And yeah. And I got a couple other ideas to use my theater degree actually this year. Ooh. So we'll see if any of that comes into fruition, which is another reason why I'm like, I can't spend all my time doing the podcast. As much as I love it, it's such a small audience and it makes no money. And I love you guys and I love doing the podcast, but it's not like there's anything beyond that love of doing it and our like small but lovely audience that keeps me doing it besides just my need for completion.
I think that's completely reasonable. I mean, you know, there are, I think, interests change over time, and especially with like the possibility of having making money, especially when money is needed in our society. You know, you do what you got to do, and doesn't mean that you don't love doing the podcast. Like you said, we still have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah. And so it's like just trying to decide, like, is it better to just do it less, or is it better to, you know, put less effort into it, or you know, just like do other, like incorporate other easier things into it. That's kind of what I've been working on for the past year in terms of the podcast, and I think I don't know just that's where I am.
This is the year of figuring things out.
Yeah,
of realizing.
Yep, Pluto's moving into Aquarius, and we'll have to be more technological, I guess. If only I could get AI to edit the podcast, that would be nice.
Yes, I feel like there are very good uses for AI that we should look into, and that is would be one of them. Doing like just menial work, that would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, I follow an astrologer who has been experimenting with AI to try to come up with patterns for things like Pluto and Aquarius. And it's very interesting. I feel like it takes a lot of the tediousness out of it. And also AI has been translating some of the like ancient Greek astrological texts and things, which is also very interesting. So I feel like there's a lot of cool things that it can do. I would like it to do all the menial jobs so that we can all just get like a check.
Yeah,
you know, like in those livable sci-fi shows where the whole world gets like a stipend.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
Yes, that would be nice. I would like to, you know, not have a job that I don't really care for and stay home and be like, what do I want to do today for real?
Yeah. Or maybe just more free resources in the world. So you just don't have to spend as much money.
Exactly.
Yes. The world's not just changing. Have it turn into capitalism.
Yes. The world is changing very quickly. So who knows what it'll look like in the next year?
I mean, seriously, it's, you don't really think about it when it's happening, but when you look back, you're like, whoa. So much has happened in the past year, the past 2 years, the past 5 years.
Yeah. You only realize it when you ride Spaceship Earth at Epcot.
Which I would like to do that more as well. I feel like I have my Disney pass and I haven't used it enough at all to justify having it. So,
yes.
I'm going to get my butt back to Disney World.
Yes. We've been talking about it and, you know, there's some new stuff to experience. So,
yeah.
We'll definitely be doing that more.
It's the best time of year for it.
Exactly.
Well, as the last thing, you know, after this rambling discussion, hopefully y'all have enjoyed it and aren't like, okay, well, you have one less listener now. But I just was gonna maybe talk a little bit about a movie that I recently watched that I know Ooh. You watched when it came out. I finally got to watch it. Yes. The Barbie movie, or Barbie, yeah. I guess that was called Barbie.
Barbie. What was your? What did you think about it?
I really liked it. I thought it was quite cute. It was kind of one of those like. I feel like the universe gave it to me as a gift to watch because I kind of unsubscribed to most of my streaming services. But my mm-hmm. sister, you know, let me borrow some of hers because she was here watching a lot of football. But the only one that between us we don't have is Max at the moment.
Oh.
Or HBO, as I prefer to call it.
As everyone prefers.
But for some reason, my YouTube, which is the only one that I really pay for because it's the only one I really watch all the time, is it said that I had Max subscription, even though it says that I did not make any purchases or subscriptions. But for some reason, I have it at the moment. I don't know if it's like a promotional thing or a fluke. Or if they're secretly charging me and I just don't know it. But I just decided to take advantage of it and watch Barbie finally. But I guess I meant to say that I really liked it.
I feel the same way. I had a lot of fun watching it. I thought there was, good blend of, a good blend of humor and of silliness and of just fun. A lot of fun dance numbers and, you know, Margot Robbie and...
It had some Jane Austen references in it too, right?
I think so, because I think I remember being like, I can't wait to talk about with this Maya, even though I can't remember it.
I can't remember it either, and I just watched it, but I'm pretty sure. Actually, I need to go back and listen. First Impressions podcast did an episode on Barbie, which I think I didn't listen to at the time because I hadn't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But I need to go back and listen to it. But I think they did an episode on it because there were Jane Austen references.
Oh.
Was it a Mr. Darcy? I don't know. I don't think it was that much, but...
There was something. There was something.
But it was very funny. I really liked Margot Robbie?
I think it's, I think it's Robbie.
Margot Robbie.
She's really good. I like her a lot. And everything.
I don't want to give away too many spoilers or anything, but I had heard a lot about Ken, you know, because he's got that song that's very popular. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't know what to expect, but I didn't expect to hate Ken for most of the movie. Not hate him, but like, be like, what is wrong with you, Ken, for the majority of the movie? Yep. But
he's just a Ken.
It was funny.
He's acting like a Ken.
There's like a certain part where they're at... weird Barbie's house and there's just like a lot of feminist manifestoing going on, and I was like, I love this. I can see why audiences of women loved this and how men were like, ugh.
Right.
I mean, it was a little like, just like, hey, we're just gonna sell it how it is, you know. It wasn't like trying to sneak it in or anything. Sugar-coated. It was just like, I was pleasantly, I really liked it. I wasn't expecting to not like it. I figured I would. But it was very fun, very pretty, very funny. And definitely something that I would definitely watch again. I liked everybody in it. I love the whole concept of Barbie world.
Yes. Everyone's either a Barbie, a Ken, or I can't remember... What was Michael Cera's character's?
Alan.
Alan. Who I loved Alan.
Yeah, Alan was
He was great.
Fun. Yeah. And all the like weird one-off Barbies. Because I've heard a couple podcasts about the history of Barbie. So I knew some of the like little random facts that they referenced. Yeah. I thought it was just very sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I got to watch it. Did you have anything else to say about Barbie that you really liked?
I thought all the beginning stuff was very funny, like when they would reference like how little kids would play with their Barbies, and just especially with like weird Barbie, like, you know, draw on them and cut their hair and put their legs in weird and like crazy elongated positions and just,
or how they like float from the ceiling to the ground. Yes. Because no one ever uses the stairs.
Exactly. I love it. I thought it was, those were my favorite parts, just because as someone who had a younger sister who wasn't very far apart in age, we used to play Barbies a lot and a lot of silliness.
I used to play Barbies too. I didn't have a Barbie dream house, but I had like somebody's dollhouse that they made, mm-hmm. that my I remember buying it at a garage sale once very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with my mom's Barbies a lot, which I have still some of them. They are kind of tore up, but I'm like,
whoops.
I feel like this year I want to sell them because I don't play with them, but they just take up space. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing I don't know how to do.
Maybe that's another part of your artistic chemistry is Barbie restoration.
I've actually looked into it, but I'm kind of scared because I feel like people would rather buy something that is broken than buy one that is restored, because at least if it's broken, they can send it to a professional restorer. Mm-hmm. But that would be a cool job, be a professional restorer.
Yeah, I think that's a really
this is why I'm
job.
A dilettante.
I feel like I have the same thought process, because I've thought about like art restoration and like how tedious it is. And I'm like, it's just something comforting about being like, well, today I just have to restore the eyes on the statue. And that's my only task. And I just go in and do this thing over and over. And it feels nice.
I watched a video about a woman who just kind of fell into restoring old books as a career. Oh. And I was like, that would be awesome. I've never felt like, oh, I just found my career.
Yeah.
How does one? I'm doing this for the rest of my life.
How does one fall into a fun, like, unique career? Like, that's what I want to do. Just happen upon it.
Right place, right time, I guess. Or know very surely what you want, which has always been my problem.
Right. Same.
It's probably pretty universal.
Yeah. Oh, I meant to ask real quick, with it being sort of like awards season and everything, have you watched any sort of movies other than Barbie lately that have really stuck in your craw, or TV shows?
No awards movies. I watched The Marvels, which I really like that as well. I thought that was really funny.
I loved it.
Really cute. I am excited for that one to come out on Disney Plus soon, so I can watch it.
Yes.
I've been watching, okay, this is gonna be probably very few people will love this as much as me, or even go look for it, but, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a lot of people out there who love it,
never know.
But there's a streaming service called Dropout that does, it started as like College Humor and then College Dropout and blah blah blah. But it's really cheap, and they do a lot of like sketch kind of game shows and stuff. But they have a Dungeons and Dragons show called Dimension 20, and they recently did a campaign. They just do like short campaigns, but it was called Dungeons and Drag Queens, and it had Bob the Drag Queen, Monet Exchange, Jujubee, and Alaska Thunderfuck. And I was like, should I try to say not her last name? But now I was like, whatever. This is Manners of Madness. We can say it.
It's the madness.
Exactly. And anyway, I really, really enjoyed that so much so that I was like, well, I'm just going to keep watching the other ones that have happened and that currently are happening. And so I've been catching up on those, which is hours and hours of television, which I realized something about myself is that I love shows that go, that take me like 2 years to watch the entire thing. I feel like I've just gotten to a place where I'm like, I like a show that will last forever, but also that does not require my 100% attention at all times. If I like fall asleep, I don't necessarily have to go back and watch what I missed, you know?
Yeah. Kind of low stakes.
I like, yeah. So watch. I feel like Dungeons and Dragons has been really good for that. I watch a lot of YouTube, which is very good for that. I used, even back in the day, like I watched the entirety of Doctor Who twice, which was very much the same kind of a feeling So I've got some friends who just are kind of back in town for a little while, hopefully forever. And they were talking about watching Succession, and they were like, how could you not watch Succession? I'm thinking, I feel like it's one of those things that like in 10 years, maybe I'll just be like, oh, let me watch all of Succession along with like three other shows that are exactly like it.
Yes. It is a good show. So
I do want to watch it. I just, I have a mental block against drama in general. I just like sci-fi, fantasy, and romance. Well, Regency romance. That's fine. Specifically. Funny Regency romance. And some children nostalgia type things.
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's had a resurgence as of late. I feel like I've heard a lot of people saying, like the Steven Universe or even Bluey. Like, a lot of adults are like, it just is very comforting to watch.
Uh-huh. Oh, there is one show. I need to go finish watching it. I only watched the first couple of episodes because I've been watching so much Dungeons and Dragons. I heard about this show on Netflix, of all places. I never watched anything on Netflix anywhere. But it's like, what's it called? It's like Dining and Dungeons, Dungeon Dining. It's about, it's like an anime show about a group of like a party of Dungeon D&D people. I mean, you know, they're real characters in the show who go eat monsters, or they want to eat monsters. Instead of having to carry a bunch of food with them, they want to eat the monsters that they defeat. And
interesting.
It was very bizarre and funny. And I definitely want to finish watching that show. What about you? Have you watched anything great lately?
Oh, yeah. We just finished Echo on Disney Plus, which is kind of like a... Have you watched it?
Oh, it's I so haven't good. Watched it yet because it's one of those shows that I need to watch with my dad. And
yes.
We only can watch about 2 hours of television a week. So.
Totally understandable. It was really great. It's kind of like, I guess, the first of the Marvel Spotlight series I think they're doing.
It looks so good.
Yeah, it's definitely a different vibe than a lot of other Marvel stuff. It's a lot more violent, a little bit darker. And it was really cool to have this character who kind of just made like an appearance in the Hawkeye show and kind of was like the super interesting, and to get to know more about her and her, she's Choctaw, to learn more about the Choctaw heritage and how it connects to the Marvel universe is really cool.
Mm.
And it's got Devery Jacobs, who was in Reservation Dogs, who I love. So it's just a great cast and really fun show. And I'm excited to see, you know, if they do a season two or if they somehow continue the story in something else, but it was really good. And then the TV show that's kind of like captured my attention fully is the new True Detective, Night Country.
I've been tempted to watch that. I've never watched any True Detective, but I have heard about it so much lately that I was like, I do kind of like a detective show from time to time. And
it's,
I don't know, I just saw this one image and I was like, maybe I want to watch the show.
it's one of those shows where you don't need to watch the other seasons, you'll be fine. But it's got a great cast. It's got Jodie Foster, who's really great, and a lot of the other cast members are I can't remember what her name is, but she plays kind of the other detective slash officer who's kind of native to that area of Alaska and is kind of helping solve the mystery, and she's really great. But I will say this season, it's got almost like a detective slash X-Files vibe. And that's all I'll say.
That's maybe what's intriguing to me.
Yeah. I think you would like it. I need that. A lot. It's definitely got a lot of weird stuff going on. And it's like at the end of every episode, I'm like, I want the next episode now. Because it's just so, I don't know what to expect. It's so crazy. And it always catches me off guard. So it's really good.
Well, maybe when it's all out, I'll watch the whole thing. But I was reminded the other show that I'm watching with my dad right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're watching a couple of shows, but the one that I am really enjoying a lot is Percy Jackson.
I've heard great things about it.
I really loved those books.
Me too.
And I really like it. It's very true to the books, which, and it's very cute. That. It's got Jason Mantzoukas in it, which is very exciting because I love him. And, you know, I'm not going to say it has the best child acting I've ever seen in my life, but it doesn't really matter to me because I like it regardless. Yeah.
It's about the story and it's about the kind of, you know, supernatural, like mythical aspect of it. So I really love those books too. So I've heard good things about the show and I do want to watch it. It's on our list. You should.
We're also watching What If, and I'm really enjoying that too. But that was really kind of behind on that one.
That's a good one. That's a good easy watch too, because they're like less than 30 minutes. But yeah, I'm excited for that to maybe hopefully translate into the live action MCU. Who knows? I just really want a Captain Carter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's great.
Yeah. But yeah. And then for movie-wise, I'll just end it with we just watched The Holdovers, which is a kind of a show, a movie that's making like the award circuit. I think Paul Giamatti and Divine Joy Randolph just both won the Globe for their performances. And it's really wonderful. It's like one of those movies where it takes place in like a very snowy place around Christmas time, but it's not necessarily a Christmas movie, but it might become like a Christmas watch just because it's a very like warm feeling. I love it.
Oh,
it was very funny.
I haven't even heard of very it. Very good. Have to check it out.
Yeah, very. I would say more on the indie side, but it's just really, really good, and had a lot of fun watching it.
Nice. Well, I will keep my eyes out for that one.
It's a good one.
Now, one thing I definitely want to do this year is update our outro, because they don't even have Twitter anymore, even though we still have the X account or whatever the hell it is.
Still call it Twitter.
And, you know, I just feel like in the new year, we need to do a new one, but I don't feel like we should do it right now. I mean, we should do a regular outro just because I think we need a new one, but I don't want to commit to recording it today. So let's just do like a, you know, just a normal outro as if it's live.
So do we want to just, I guess, just do like our website and that's it pretty much, or the Instagram?
Yeah, we can do our social medias, but just you know.
Okay.
Just fresh.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Yes, thank you so much for listening to us this week. We'll come back next week and sort of get into our normal group of things and possibly have a new outro coming up. But for now, you can find us at mandersonmadness.com, where you can also find a donate button if you are so inclined to give. You can also find us on Instagram at mannersofmadnesspod. And we are also on X, formerly Twitter, at mannersmadness. Right?
I totally messed you up.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what you said. I heard you say pod, and for some reason I was thinking .com, and I was like, .pod? No, that's wrong. And then I was like, that's not what he was saying. This is why we need another new one.
No, you're totally fine. But yeah, you know, we're in our normal spots. We'll have a more professional, clean outro recorded at some point just to kind of update it. But yeah, we're still active on all of our socials, so reach out to us if you would like to. Oh, and we're also on our email as mannersofmadness@gmail.com. So if you have any recommendations for movies or anything that you want to reach out to us about.
That's probably the best way to get in touch with us, honestly.
Yeah.
It might take me a few days to see that there's a message, but at least... yes. Let us know. You know, I'd like to know. I'm always asking you guys to let us know things, but... I don't really expect any answers, but let us know if there is a like a re-release that you think we should re-release. I mean, obviously it's easy to just go back and listen, but you know, because we might have to throw some of those in, I'd love to hear what you guys think are the episodes you'd most like to hear again. Let us know if there is a movie you want us to add to the non David Lynch and Jane Austen list or to the Tim Curry list. Or let us know if there's something you think you would like us to get to this year that you didn't hear us mention.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it.
Yes. Well, until next week, thank
Sorry
you
about
very
my
much.
Rustiness this week.
No, it's okay. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you then.
Good night.
Bye.